what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle, joined by critics Amy Nicholson, Tim Cockshell, and Andy Klein. First up is writer-director Damien Chazelle's Babylon. Amy.
This is Damien Chazelle's attempt to capture what Hollywood was like in the silent era before sound came in. Every little bit of it is exaggerated and not supposed to be taken at face value. But I love this film because it is just bold and really gets, I think, the tone right of when this was a city of misfits.
Tim?
There are some epic moments in this film and some great moments in this film. The epic moments undermine the great moments. The great moments are quiet and talking. Gene Smart, Brad Pitt, good stuff.
Babylon stars Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie. It's rated R in wide release. The British drama Living stars Bill Nighy and Oliver Ermanis is the director. Tim?
This is an absolutely beautiful movie, my favorite movie of the year. It's about a bureaucrat who finds out that he's going to die, and he realizes that he has not lived his life, and he's going to start today.
It's adapted from a Kurosawa film from 1952, as well as a Tolstoy book, Living. Andy?
I thought this was not nearly as good as the Kurosawa. I still thought it was good, but they've shortened it. They've changed some of the narrative structure. It's not as moving in the long run, except that Bill Nighy is terrific and carries the whole thing.
Living is rated PG-13 at Lemley's Royal Theater in West L.A. And writer-director Sarah Polley directed Women Talking, starring Rooney Mara, Claire Foy, Jesse Buckley, and Judith Ivey. Amy?
This is exactly what the title says it is, a really engaging, almost experimental film about women talking. And what they are talking about is, do these women from this very austere and cloistered religious community want to leave the men behind? And if so, what does that mean? It's a film of ideas, and it is so just gripping from start to finish.
And the acting sounds like it's superb.
Oh, I mean, you put Jesse Buckley in something, it's going to be one of the greatest movies of the year.
Andy?
This is, for a film that is very talky, as the title says, this is totally engaging because the talk is interesting, and also it is gorgeously shot, even though it's almost all a group of women sitting in a barn. And yet, in this ultra-widescreen framing that Sarah Polley uses, it just looks great.
Women Talking's rated PG-13. It's at the AMC Grove and the AMC Century City Theaters. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, wishing you a wonderful holiday weekend from all of us at Film Week.
Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.